Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Hi, this is Carol Tobias, President of National Right to Life and host of Pro-Life Perspective. As we prepare to celebrate Christmas this week with our loved ones, we are re-airing our series of episodes featuring abortion survivor Melissa Oden's testimony at our annual convention this past June. From all of us at National Right to Life, I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. Today on Pro-Life Perspective, we continue our five-part series listening to excerpts of Melissa Oden's address to attendees at the 2011 National Right to Life Convention in Jacksonville, Florida. Today, we listen as Melissa speaks about how she first found out about the lethal attempt on her life and how devastated she was to find out such news about her birth parents. Her story reminds us that every single human life from the moment of conception is precious.
But what had to happen in my life were numerous things. And first of all, the most important thing was that I needed to find out the truth about my life. And that didn't happen until I was 14 years old. And when I was 14, the unthinkable happened in our house. My older sister became pregnant as a high school student. And what I didn't know at the time is that my sister was struggling. She was scared to death, scared to tell our parents, scared about how she was going to continue with her education, how she was going to be a single parent. But she was courageous, and she told our parents about her pregnancy. And our parents did the unthinkable, I think, in their book. They sat her down and they told her about my survival so that she would understand, truly understand to the depths of her soul, how precious and important every human life is. And being the great sister that my sister is, she tipped me off to the fact that there was more of the story. But what my sister didn't know is when she tipped me off to that fact, it was going to change all of our lives forever in the best of ways. And now it's changing the world. That night, after my sister tipped me off, I sat my mother down and I told her about the argument that my sister and I had and that she had told me to ask mom for the truth. And it was there that night that my mother had to sit me down and tell me that I hadn't just been adopted, that there had been a lethal attempt on my life, all in the name of someone else's choice. And I was devastated that night. Never in a million years could I have been prepared to know that my life was supposed to end. And as much as I had great joy knowing in that moment that God had a great plan for my life, I was also devastated beyond belief. As much as we know how much we are loved, there are things that happen in this world that break us down. And that was one of my moments. And I struggled for many, many years. I struggled with being embarrassed, ashamed, and even guilty. I felt so guilty knowing of how many other children have lost their lives to abortion, and I was the one who lived. And I felt for so many years, like, who am I to come forward and say anything? Who am I to come forward when I have this blessed life? I am perfectly healthy. I have a wonderful adoptive family. I have achieved so many beautiful things in my life through Christ. Who am I? I am the one. The Lord knew long before I ever could recognize that this was the plan for my life. And this is the calling for me. And as you can hear in my voice, that is something that I am so overwhelmed by. To be a voice for 53 million other children.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of our week-long series on Melissa Oden's speech at the 2011 National Right to Life Convention. To listen to the entire address, you can download an order form at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.